Tonight on NBC, Law & Order presents the beginning of a murder story that will be continued on this Friday's edition of another NBC crime series, Homicide: Life on the Street. These two shows combined forces once before, but according to TV critic David Bianculli, they're part of another TV stunt that's unprecedented.
Two seasons ago, NBC pulled a stunt in which a case that began on Law & Order continued on Homicide: Life on the Street, with a few cast members from each show guest starring on the other. That happens again tonight in a story involving a death that took place in New York, the setting of Law & Order, but due to injuries that were inflicted weeks before in Baltimore, the home turf of Homicide. So midway through tonight's Law & Order, we have two of Baltimore's finest showing up to deliver information on the murder case and to make their claim on bringing the suspected killer back to Baltimore. One of the visiting detectives is Munch, played by Richard Belzer. One of the New York detectives is Briscoe, played by Jerry Orbach, who makes the necessary introductions to his colleagues.
Yes.
John. Lieutenant, Detective John Munch, Baltimore Homicide. He worked that subway bombing 2 years ago?
Detective Paul Falzone.
Pleasure.
Ray Curtis.
You're the one with the kids.
How's it going, Ray?
Good, good. What are you guys doing up here?
I'm looking for a good piece of brisket. Can't find any in Baltimore.
Well, before you all slip into a hot tub together.
They're not jumping on our case.
The injuries to young Brittany Janeway that caused her death occurred in our town on our watch.
Oh, that's a theory you're here to explore, Detective. Make them feel at home.
Got any takeout menus?
Carnegie Deli, okay.
The murder case is not only told on both series, featuring members of both casts, but each episode has been crafted in a style consistent with that series. On Law & Order, it's no-nonsense, straight-ahead police work and legal arguments. On Homicide, it's more stylized, and even makes room for a musical climax featuring Blind Faith's Can't Find My Way Home. Best of all, the surprise ending of Homicide makes the entire two-parter a much richer and more impressive mystery, and does credit to both shows. Don't miss it. And make sure not to miss this Sunday's episode of The X-Files on Fox, because that's where the unprecedented TV history comes in. It's a flashback episode set in 1989 that shows David Duchovny as FBI agent Fox Mulder before he was assigned to the paranormal-obsessed X-Files. It also shows how those three paranoid lone gunmen, the computer hackers that show up on The X-Files every once in a while with their weird conspiracy theories, happened to team up in the first place. And it has one of them interrogated by a detective throughout this episode. The amazing thing is, the flashback takes place in Baltimore, and the detective in question is none other than Richard Belzer's character, Munch.
Detective Munch, Baltimore Homicide.
Did they find her?
And a good evening to you. Sorry, no sign of your mystery lady.
She is real. The FBI agent saw her.
Yeah, well, Special Agent Mulder is currently being held in 5-point restraints and jabbering like a monkey. And the FBI is not talking either. So what I'm looking at here is a warehouse break-in with nothing stolen. A shootout but no guns. Lots of blood but no bodies. And an FBI agent likes to take off all his clothes and talk about space aliens.
So in the same week, Belzer appears as the same TV character on three different series. Law & Order Tonight, Homicide on Friday, and on a different network entirely, The X-Files on Sunday. So far as I know, that's never happened before. And the fact that all three shows are wonderful makes it an especially impressive hat trick.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.